Hey, how are you doing?
Good, man. What's the word?
I'm dealing with lunatics.
So what do they say?
I'm dealing with a guy, and his vendor is just as crazy as he is, and the guy is like, he's not a nice guy. He's constantly busy. He doesn't answer his phone, but whatever, you know, that's how it is. And his office manager is just rude. And I told her, I'm just like, hey, look, you know, here's your best approval. You guys, your business credit, you know, people are saying you don't pay them on time. That's the truth. And so he tried to play a game with me where he was talking, I guess, on speaker, and he's like, well, what? And then she pops out and starts screaming. I go, okay, just, you know, don't take the financing. It's no big deal. But it's very interesting that people are really, are like, the way people think, you know, being nice is sometimes not a bad thing. Sometimes you don't, just because you work hard doesn't, you don't need to be rude.
Right.
Yeah, some people have really, I just don't understand how people think that accomplishes that. I'm like, God forbid you talk to your customers that way. So let's go over your approval and what I have. So, not the best news. They are on this specific program, which I do think is long-term the best, dead set at keeping it at 160 grand. They will not budge an inch. They will not budge a quarter of an inch. The only thing they might budge on, which I don't know if it interests you, is they might be able to, if we can do it 160 over 15 months instead of 18, which the whole option there would be, and it's two halves, one dozen, but if you did a loan over 15 months, you just get to renew quicker. You get to apply for renewal in about, you know, if you do a 15-month term, about 7 months is when you can apply, whereas if you do an 18-month term, you can apply in about 8.5 months. But that shouldn't be much. It's two halves, one dozen. Here's what my thought is. They are underwriting, basically, only one bank account. That's what they're underwriting. And so your next month, you said you expect to do like 125 to 125 to about 125 on your primary account, correct?
Sure, yes.
Okay. So here's what we can do on this file. There's absolutely no push from me. Assuming they cannot pay off more than 75. That's the max they can do. They're technically weren't even supposed to approve it because the balance is so high, but they're doing everything in their power without having the deal fall apart. So here's how it would work. If you want to move, your numbers that you have are probably going to be pretty similar to this month and next month. They're going to be really similar. So you're at an 18-month term. You would have to pay your loans down to 75. We offered you, I believe, an additional 1% off on this loan. The only thing that I can do is this. I can't have them go any further. They won't. Just as a show of good faith, if you want to move forward this month or next, I can kick you a refund personally with a personal check for $250. So I can't get them to bend anymore, but I can kick you a refund to your company for $250 as like a thank you for your business. But that's where they're staying right now. You could also wait until next month. I think the numbers would be pretty similar, though. So I don't think the offer would go down. I just don't know if it would go up. I think it would stay the same.
Okay. So you guys would give us 1% off. And that $250 would come from you personally?
Yeah. That's just a thank you for your business. And
you don't have to do that. So if we did the 160...
So I can give you the...
What?
I would give you the exact numbers. So here's how it would work. If you wanted to move forward, what I would do is I would get everything clear before you write a check, just like last time, so you're not risking anything. I'd send you docs out today for $160,000. The daily payment on that is going to be... Give me a second. $571. So we'd have you sign documents. I think to keep it simple, I'd have you pay off Winset. You owe them $2,500, so I'd send you the payoff letter. You just pay them off. You send them a check. You'd call QuarterSpot as well and get your payoff letter. Or you'd call QuarterSpot and say, hey, look, I need to get my loan balances, and they'll try to renew you. Just don't go through those tips. Just say, look, I want to pay my loan balance down to 75 grand. You know, don't tell them you're working with us.
Where are we at now?
I ran an estimate. I think you're at about 90. So basically, you would have to pay them down to about 75. I don't suggest you do a renewal. You can do a renewal with quarter spot, but I think these terms are just a little more attractive of what you're looking for, and they also have this complete interest forgiveness without the upfront fees, which I think is what you're gearing towards.
I like that.
But you would have to contact quarter spot directly and get me a payoff letter for 75 grand. So if these numbers work, what I can do is I can get you documents out today to sign. You signing anything, of course, doesn't mean you're getting funding. It just goes into funding. And then
let me ask you this. Hold on. So I got to come up with 17,000.
That gets us
down to 75. So we'd be netting 85.
You'd be paying a little more. So you'd be paying quarter spot off to 75. Or any, as long as it's no more than 75. That's the biggest issue here. But you'd also have to pay off Winset. I ran your numbers. I think your Winset balance is like $2,500. So it's not a huge number. You're almost done there.
So we're at about 17K out of pocket.
You're at 17K out of... So, yeah, here's the way to look at it. You're supposed to be at 150. So you're supposed to net 75, 75. And in your case, if you pay 17.5 down to net 75... you're effectively netting 48. In this case, they're bumping the approval up to 160. So you're netting 85,000 because there are no fees minus whatever you're paying down. And assuming you're paying 17, you're netting close to 58 grand, give or take.
Okay. Dang, I wanted it to be more, but that might be the case. Okay, well, I'll give you a call in a little bit. I gotta go.
Do you want me to get your documents ordered up just in the meantime?
Yeah, you might as well.
Okay. So I'll ask them to get the docs yet, and then do you want me to give you Quarter Spot's phone number?
Send it over to Sarah, because I'll know more later today.
What's her email?
I don't have it, but I've got to go to this appointment, and I'll be out in a minute.
All right, I'll fire you an email. Don't worry about it, brother.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.